Zach, were you surprised to get not just a phone call from the Patriots, but were you surprised to get drafted at all?
I would just say I'm very honored. Patriot organization is a world-class organization. I'm happy to be a Patriot, ready to get to work and play football.
After spending the last 5 years at a Division II school, just what's the moment like when an NFL team calls your name?
It's a surreal moment in my life, but then again, that just goes to show how much work that I put into the past 5 years of my college experience at the Division II level.
How much contact did you have with the Patriots through the pre-draft process?
I just had a private workout. Did good in that workout, but then again, obviously they like what they saw, and I feel as though it's a great fit.
Do you have a kind of chip on your shoulder knowing that you'll be coming to camp with guys from Florida and Florida State and things like that? Do you kind of have something to prove?
There's always something to prove. Even if I wasn't a Division II football player, I always have a chip on my shoulder and I always be a competitor.
How does a guy from Concordia get to the NFL? What are some of the unique challenges that you might face that maybe some other guys, again, from Florida or somewhere else, might not face?
It wasn't a real big challenge. Just stick to your faith, stick to working hard, producing, putting up the numbers that teams want to see, and good things will happen from that.
What do you think the Patriots saw in you? What about your game makes you stand out?
Hopefully, my tape, the way I carry myself as a person, I think it fits the Patriot way. That's so prestigious to the organization. And, I'm proud to represent, that logo of a New England Patriot.
Zach, you've played three technique, and some of the scouting reports that I looked at said you could play the five technique outside the tackle and even could be considered somebody who's athletic enough to drop back and play linebacker. How many different spots along the front have you played, and have you done much dropping into coverage?
I played everywhere on the defensive line. But at the same time, I'm going to play, whatever Coach Belichick wants me to play. If he wants me to punt the ball, I'll punt it. If he wants me to long snap it, I'll do that. So I feel as though I'm athletic enough to play anything.
Are you a good long snapper?
I can't be.
Who are you with right now? Who are you watching the draft with?
Watching the draft with former teammates from Concordia.
Were they excited for you, or what do you guys?
Everyone's excited. Mom and Dad are excited. First Golden Bear in school history to be drafted, so it's a real, euphoric moment in my life.
Zach, talk about getting after the quarterback. The numbers look pretty impressive. Just what kind of pass rusher are you?
I'm all around pass rusher. I can get through, quickness, power, anything that just comes from me working on my technique. Being technically sound, because eventually, you're going to have to rely on technique.
Any connections with the guys who are currently on the team? Do you know anyone on the roster?
I do not.
Did you by any chance come up here ever before, besides the workout that you've had with the Patriots? Have you had any connection at all to the Boston area?
No, sir. Never been to Boston.
Zach, you're a two-time captain at school there. How important was that role to you, and what were some of your duties as a captain?
Managing the team as far as the off-the-field incidents, on-the-field discipline, just being a mild-tempered individual, because there are tempers on the team that you got to be aware of, just making sure that the team is, has camaraderie all around.
Zach, any special teams experience?
Field goal block.
Oh. Did you ever get one? Did you ever block one?
I blocked three career.
I understand you're the first player from Concordia to be drafted in the NFL, right?
Yes, sir.
What's that mean to you?
Means a lot. Representing my school, my hometown, my high school, and my friends and family.